Oh, how many times I sent one of our kids back to their room to find a missing article of clothing. And after just a few minutes of searching, I would hear, "Dad, I can't find my socks." I would sigh in response. "Well, keep looking. I know they're there." My wife is the best at finding things that I lose. "Your keys are on the kitchen counter. Just look closer." And she's always right. But my favorite is when she tells me she already has the keys that I've been looking for. But do you ever get tired of looking? Frustrated, seeking for what you know is hiding right in front of you, maybe inside of you? Well, this meditation from Zephaniah chapter 2 is an encouragement to keep seeking. You may find that what you're seeking has already been found. So begin your meditation by letting this time become a mindful and sacred retreat to seek. To seek within and seeing with the eyes of God. Allow your breathing to now deepen and your pulse to slow, your mind to relax, and your eyes to move from open to a soft gaze to now closed. Start to center on the divine presence. Begin to be mindful of the presence of Father, Spirit, and Son within you, and you within them. Continue in this time of reflection by responding to this passage from Matthew chapter 6. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, I seek and strive after you." May God bless the reading of his word. But first and most importantly, seek his kingdom. Lord God, I seek and strive after you. Seek after, aim at, and strive after his righteousness. Lord God, I seek and strive after you. Seek after his kingdom and his way of doing and being right, and all these things will be given to you also. Lord God, I seek and strive after you. Continue on by settling deeper for a moment longer, being mindful of God's comforting presence as he approaches you. In this time of contemplative meditation, I want you to rediscover that the initiative is always from God's side. God has planted some of who he is in all things, and all that he has planted longs for a reunion. Every aspect of creation longs to be sought after, discovered, and united. So for a moment, note whether some aspect of you feels lost and longs to be found and reunited with God. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 20, it reminds you that since the day of the resurrection, you will know that you are in Christ, and Christ is in you. So scan your body and your mind as you note the evidence of that divine indwelling. Is it love you seek? Well, pause for a moment and ponder that God in you loves God in everything. You have found what you seek. Take another moment to note the thoughts and emotions you have in discovering the divine within you. Note how you display God and how God displays himself from within you. Humbly center on seeking what is right. Keep looking. I know it's there. Center too on your breathing. Continue by taking several deep belly breaths, each one full and slow and deep. Be mindful of each breath a reminder of the indwelling presence of God, each breath to God and from God. Stay there centering for several more moments. Your mind will most certainly drift, and that's fine. Please don't judge yourself. Allow your mind to drift, and when it does, simply take note of it and then use it as a cue to return without effort once more to your breathing and thoughts of seeking and finding. Whispering, Lord God, I seek and strive after you. Now continue as you center on listening for God through three different divine readings of this passage in Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from the prophet Zephaniah, someone who never stopped seeking and calling others to do the same. Contemplate on what you hear from Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, from the New King James Version. To my friend in the faith, I know you are meek. I know that you must feel exhausted from upholding justice and right things, but never tire of seeking after the Lord. Seek righteousness. Seek humility so that you will be hidden on the day of the Lord's anger. Where did the Holy Spirit guide you? Well, listen once more from Scripture and listen for his guidance. Seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness. Seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger. Did you notice something different in this second reading? Well, for this next minute, contemplate on the words you hear and keep seeking his voice. once more, but now reflect on the emotions that are being stirred. Listen to this same passage, but a wider reading from the New Living Translation. Gather together. Yes, gather together, you shameless nation. Gather before judgment begins, before your time to repent is blown away like chaff. Act now before the fierce fury of the Lord falls and the terrible day of the Lord's anger begins. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right and to live humbly. Perhaps even yet the Lord will protect you from his anger on that day of destruction. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Rest for this next minute reflecting on any affections that may have been stirred as you keep seeking what is right. In this third expanded divine reading from the New International Version, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, it is with all humility that I surrender to a life of seeking after you. I know your commands. I strive for what is right, and I contend to be humble. So, Lord God, please shelter me on the day of your anger. I seek you and pray this now in your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in this prayer? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. Now begin to rest in a time of imaginative contemplation, but consider this passage once more. Seek the Lord, all who are humble, and follow his commands. Seek to do what is right. Seek not only the Lord, but seek to do what is right. So, what is right? In your imagination, see righteousness as a physical thing, something you can have and then lose, like your keys. What does something righteous look like in your hand, in your life? How does it feel when something righteous is missing or lost? Well, take this next minute in your mind to seek something that is righteous. Remember that what you seek is already there within you, so keep looking. Stay here for a while longer, resting in the presence of Father, Spirit, and Son. Resting where they have always been and where you were destined to be. Silently whispering the answer to your centering prayer, Lord God, I have discovered you. As you rest here in the presence of God, be mindful too of others you encounter on the road still seeking the divine. How might God use you to encourage them to keep looking? Ponder that, and when you're ready, whether at first or last light, be mindful of moments when you feel exhausted from the search. Strive to then become centered once more on seeking the divine, for it will be then and there you will encounter yourself in Christ and Christ in you. So keep seeking. You know God is there. Just look closer. With your eyes closed, let me pray this final benediction and blessing over you. To seek righteousness, seek humility, so that you will be hidden on the day of the Lord's anger. Seek what is right, and may you encounter that in the presence of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and in the face of God, now and forever. Amen.